I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her commodious harbors and her ample rivers, and it was not there. In her fertile fields and boundless forest, and it was not there. In her rich mines and her vast world commerce, and it was not there. In her democratic Congress and her matchless Constitution, and it was not there. Not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits aflame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because she is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America. Global and National Day of Repentance, White House Executive Summary. At critical moments in American history, the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, Presidents George Washington and Abraham Lincoln sought God's miraculous intervention, helping turn the tide in those wars and save America. At the height of the Civil War in 1863, Lincoln called for several days of national repentance. Many people observed these days in prayer and fasting, repenting for personal and national sins. 2 days later, Confederate General Stonewall Jackson was fatally wounded in a freak accident by one of his own guards. 2 months later, the South lost the Battle of Gettysburg. In God's mercy, the war soon ended. Having seen how many prayed, fasted, and repented, God restored America. And Lincoln, often named in polls as one of America's best presidents, went on to free the African-American slaves, ending the scourge of slavery. Today, America is engaged in even a greater civil war that threatens the destruction of the very fabric and foundation of our nation. Now, at a time when war and even nuclear war is a threat, our nation is deeply divided and facing a perfect storm of military, economic, geophysical threats, and man-made disasters. And while global deep state forces are seeking to topple the presidency of Donald Trump, faith and political leaders worldwide are urging the president to call for a global and national day of repentance and deliver a Lincoln-esque proclamation from the Oval Office, which will open a globally televised and live-streamed event at a time of the president's choosing, as America's faith leaders are ready, willing, and able to move forward. Top officials at several denominations, paraministries, and universities, along with pastors across denominational lines and prayer intercessory groups globally, have expressed their support for this catalytic initiative. Having met and prayed with global political and ministerial leaders at the White House, the United Nations, within U.S. Congress, and the Knesset, with everyone acknowledging the great need for it and no one hesitating to support it, there is now a wave of overwhelming support for many nations for a global and national day of repentance. We are in a most critical period, says Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger and the Paradigm. America has been racing from the ways of God and following the blueprint of the fall of ancient Israel. The revelation of the Harbinger is that the same prophetic signs of judgment that appeared in the last days of ancient Israel have now reappeared and with precision on American soil. The revelation of the paradigm is that we now stand in a window of time, as was given ancient Israel, in which we have the chance to return to God. If we do so, the judgment will be held back and restoration will come. If we do not, we will continue on a race, not only of apostasy, but to judgment. The hour could not be more critical than it is now. Paul McGuire, the best-selling co-author with Troy Anderson of The Babylon Code and Trumpocalypse, says the global and national day of repentance is the single most important thing that America can do. This is a sacred and prophetic moment. The Global and National Day of Repentance is the follow-up to what the Pilgrims and Puritans did, and we believe God has been waiting for this moment. as the president joins the church in taking a stand for the Global and National Day of Repentance, the Global Strategic Alliance is inviting political and faith leaders from around the globe to attend the Global and National Day of Repentance.